Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. ISRO successfully launches India's heaviest communications satellite CMS-03 from Sriharikota to enhance naval communication. Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections reaches its peak. Senior leaders of both NDA and Mahagathbandhan hold back-to-back rallies across the state. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar says no act of violence will be tolerated in Bihar Assembly elections, vows for peaceful and violence-free voting. 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan begins with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. India defeat Australia by 5 wickets in the third T20 International at Bellerive Oval in Hobart. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 299 runs against South Africa in the summit clash at Mumbai. And now the news in detail. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched India's heaviest communications satellite CMS-03 GSAT-7R from Sriharikota this evening. The most advanced communications satellite for the Indian Navy was launched on an LVM-3M5 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Andhra Pradesh's Sriharikota. The ISRO then successfully achieved the separation and injection of the satellite into a geosynchronous transfer orbit. CMS-03 would strengthen Indian Navy's space-based communications and maritime domain awareness capabilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian Space Research Organization, saying these successes fueled by the nation's space scientists have furthered national progress and empowered countless lives. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, lauded ISRO on its latest achievement. We have more from our correspondent.
Weighing about 4,400 kilos, CMS-3 is India's heaviest communication satellite ever launched to a geosynchronous transfer orbit GTO. The satellite will provide multi-band communication services across India and nearby ocean regions. It will boost secure data, voice and video links for both civilian and strategic use. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan praised the team and said the launch shows India's strength in building and launching heavy satellites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated ISRO scientists on X, calling the success proof that India's space sector stands for excellence and innovation. The mission strengthens India's communication network and marks another proud milestone for the nation's growing space journey. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak as only 2 days are left for it to close. Senior leaders of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan addressed several election rallies in the poll-bound constituencies. Star campaigner of BJP and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow in capital city Patna, from Dinkar Golamba to historic Gandhi Maidan this evening. During the more than 1.5 kilometer long roadshow, people, especially women and NDA workers, welcomed the Prime Minister. During the event, Prime Minister sought support from people for the NDA candidates. Voting for 121 assembly constituencies in the first phase will be held on the 6th of November. We have a report from our correspondent.
BJP's star campaigner and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that under the NDA government, good governance has been established in Bihar, which has helped the state progress in every sector. Addressing an election rally in Nevada, the Prime Minister said that people will now get employment within their own state as the government is promoting the Made in Bihar initiative. Mr. Modi also alleged that the Mahagathbandhan promotes dynastic politics and they have no care for people of Bihar. BJP senior leader Mr. Amit Shah, addressing an election rally in Mahua in Vaisali district, said that there is no vacancy for the post of Chief Minister in Bihar or Prime Minister in New Delhi. He asserted that the Tejaswi Prasad Yadav's dream of becoming Chief Minister will not be fulfilled. Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar, addressing a rally in Sonvarsa in Saharsa, said that during the tenure of the RJD and Congress, the condition of Bihar was extremely poor. However, after his government came to power, work was done to develop the state, and today Bihar enjoys an atmosphere of peace and harmony. Also, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, addressing a public meeting in Khagadia, said that the NDA must provide account for what it has done in Bihar during its 20 years in power. He stated that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government in Bihar, it will focus on education, healthcare, and employment. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said any act of violence will not be tolerated and voters will be able to cast their votes peacefully and freely during Bihar Assembly elections. The CEC told reporters in Kanpur that the ECI will deal sternly in such conditions. He said all voters will be able to cast their votes peacefully, freely and transparently, adding that the Election Commission is fully prepared for this.
As far as violence is concerned, the Election Commission wants to make it clear that the Election Commission has zero tolerance towards violence. No act of violence will be tolerated.
President Draupadi Murmu participated in various programs in Dehradun and Haridwar on the first day of her three-day visit to Uttarakhand today. She addressed a convocation ceremony of Patanjali University in Haridwar. The president said India's great personalities have made invaluable contributions to the development of human culture. She added that Maharshi Patanjali, the greatest of sages, cultivated the mind through yoga, speech through grammar, and removed impurities from the body through Ayurveda.
इस विश्वविद्यालय द्वारा महर्षि पतंजलि की महति परंपरा को आज के समाज के लिए सुलभ कराया जा रहा है योग एवं आयुर्वेद के प्रचार प्रसार में इस योगदान की मैं सराहना करती हूं मुझे बताया गया है कि इस विश्वविद्यालय द्वारा योग पद्धति आयुर्वेद एवं प्राकृतिक चिकित्सा के क्षेत्र में शिक्षा एवं अनुसंधान को आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है
Our Dehradun correspondent reports that the president also inaugurated various projects in Dehradun today.
President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the newly constructed footover bridge on Rajpur Road in Dehradun and also inaugurated the horse riding arena at Rashtrapati Niketan. The 105-foot long footover bridge built on Rajpur Road has established seamless connectivity between Rashtrapati Niketan and the under construction Rashtrapati Udyan. The bridge is a beautiful example of traditional Himalayan architecture. Meanwhile, the 0.7-acre horse riding arena developed within the premises of Rashtrapati Niketan symbolizes the historic tradition of the president's PBG. The president also interacted with the participants of the International Literature, Cultural and Arts Festival held at Rashtrapati Niketan. She also will address the special session of the Legislative Assembly in Dehradun tomorrow to mark the Silver Jubilee of the state of Uttarakhand. She will then attend the celebration marking the 125th anniversary of the establishment of the Nainital Rajbhavan. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita will embark on a visit to Ecuador, Bolivia and Cuba from Tuesday. He is expected to meet the political leadership in these countries and discuss issues of mutual interest and review progress in bilateral relations. The Ministry of External Affairs has said in a statement that during the visit, Mr. Margarita is also scheduled to interact with representatives from business and the Indian community. This visit is envisaged to continue the momentum of India's political engagements with Ecuador, Bolivia and Cuba and boost India's long-standing and friendly relations with these countries. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the reduced GST rates on the tourism sector are benefiting citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the tourism sector by reducing tax burdens and making travel, accommodation and cultural experiences more affordable for citizens. GST on hotel stays priced at under 7,500 rupees per night has been reduced from 12% to 5%, making accommodation more accessible. These lower GST rates will make hotels cheaper for middle class and budget travelers and enhance India's appeal to international visitors. It has also encouraged investment in hotels and homestays, creating jobs and improving infrastructure. Meanwhile, the GST rate on buses with a seating capacity of more than 10% have been reduced from 28% to 18%, lowering public transport costs. These reforms have reduced the upfront cost of buses and minibuses, making them more accessible for fleet operators and tour providers. These GST cuts are a strategic initiative by the government to boost India's tourism and cultural sector. The tax reductions will make travel more affordable, support local artisans and promote the hospitality infrastructure. With Ishani Yadav, Nitika Gupta for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan began today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. The Sammelan is being organized by Prasar Bharati in collaboration with the Culture Ministry. In the national capital at Akashwani Rangbhavan, flutist Pandit Rakesh Chaurasia and Marathi folk artist Nandesh Umap and his team performed a vibrant program.
¶¶
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal and Akashwani Director General Rajiv Kumar Jain also attended the event. Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan will be held in 24 cities across the country. During the month-long event, the Sangeet Sammelan will bring Hindustani, Carnatic, light and folk music to audiences from across the country. Tri-Services Exercise Trishul is being conducted by the Indian Navy as the lead service jointly with the Indian Army and Indian Air Force and will continue till the 13th of this month. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said the exercise aims to achieve validation and synchronization of operational procedures across the three services, enabling joint effect-based operations in multi-domain environments. It will feature large-scale operations across the creek and desert sectors of Rajasthan and Gujarat, alongside comprehensive maritime operations, including amphibious operations in the North Arabian Sea. India has delivered over 16 tons of medicines to Afghanistan to help combat vector-borne diseases like malaria, dengue and leishmaniasis. Taliban spokesperson Sharafat Zama said this in a social media post, adding that the medicines and diagnostic kits will support Afghanistan's national malaria and other vector-borne diseases prevention program. He added that the latest donation underscores India's long-standing partnership and developmental support to Afghanistan. Russia has launched its newest nuclear submarine, Khabarovsk, designed to carry the underwater nuclear drone Poseidon, also known as Doomsday Missile, capable of intercontinental travel and immense destruction. The Khabarovsk was ceremonially launched at the Sevmosh shipyard in Severodvinsk by Russian Defense Minister Andrei Bolosov in the presence of Russian Naval Chief Admiral Alexander Moiseyev and other top shipbuilding officials. Bolosov called it a significant moment for Russia's Navy. In men's cricket, India defeated Australia by 5 wickets in the third T20 international at the Bellerive Oval in Hobart. India overhauled the target of 187 runs with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. Washington Sundar's unbeaten 49 of 23 deliveries helped India to successfully chase down the target. Arshdeep Singh was named player of the match for his brilliant spell of 3 wickets in 4 overs. With this win, India have leveled the 5-match series 1-all. Earlier, put into bat first, hosts put 186 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Tim David scored 76 runs while Marcus Stoinis added 64 for Australia. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Indian women have set a target of 299 runs for South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. In reply, Australia with 12 for no loss in 4 overs when reports last came in. India scored 298 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 50 overs, with Shefali Verma hitting 87 and Deepthi Sharma scoring 58 runs. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and put India into bat. Neither of the teams have won an ICC title yet, and the team winning the final will end its title drought. The Indian women's team came agonizingly close to winning the title in 2017. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh for today. The air quality in the Delhi NCR is in the very poor category today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 366 at 4 p.m. The subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management has already imposed the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to restrictions in the National Capital Region. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO successfully launches India's heaviest communication satellite, CMS-03, from Sriharikota to enhance naval communication. Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections reaches its peak. Senior leaders of both NDA and Mahagathbandhan hold back-to-back rallies across the state. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar says no act of violence will be tolerated in Bihar Assembly elections, vows for peaceful and violence-free voting. 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan begins with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. India defeat Australia by 5 wickets in the third T20 international at Bellerive Oval in Hobart. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 299 runs against South Africa in the summit clash at Mumbai. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.